Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Vav. We are holding on Daf Hey Amid Beis. We are at the last medium-sized line on Daf Hey Amid Beis at the two dots, Tana Abba Binyamin Omer. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. Essentially, the way today's daf is laid out, it's all I got. It's the way it's laid out is that Amud Aleph, for the first half of the daf, revolves around four different statements, teachings of Abba Binyamin, all of them brisos, they're all Tanya Abba Binyamin Omers, and then Amud Beis largely revolves around six different teachings of Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna. The majority of the things that we're going to be discussing in today's daf are tefillah related. So it's a lot of agadita that relates to tefillah, but along the way, not only are we going to talk about tefillah and being koveya makom letefillah and where to daven, we're also going to talk about the inyan of mazikin, of these negative spiritual forces that are out there. We're going to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, that Hashem wears tefillin, and what's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, as I mentioned before, many, many other tefillah-related issues. We're also going to talk about being Mesameach Chasan Bekala, so a number of other issues that come up along the way in primarily a daf that's about different issues of tefillah. And again, the format is Abba Binyamin on Amud Aleph, pretty much, or really starting here on the bottom of Amud Beis, and Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna on Amud Beis, teaching a whole bunch of different ideas. So let's begin Tanya. So the last medium-sized line on Daf Hey Amud Beis. Tanya Binyamin Omer al Shnei Dvarim Isi Mitzar Kol Yamai. There were two things I was always concerned about my entire life. Al Tfilasi Shatei Lifnei Mitasi. I was always makbid to be careful that my tefillah should be Lifnei Mitasi, and we'll have to see what that means exactly. Something to do with his bed. Va'al Mitasi Shatei Nesuna Bein Tzafel Nedarim, and that my bed should always be placed between north and south. Al tefilasi shetei lifnei mitasi, my lifnei mitasi. Says Gemara, what does that first one mean? That his tefillah was before his bed. Ilei milifnei mitasi mamish. If it means he physically davened right next to his bed or right in front of his bed. That a person is not supposed to daven that way. A person, when you daven, shouldn't have anything being chotzeitz between yourself and the wall. You should daven right up against the wall. Mishmur says we should try to be makbid about this, that if you have to choose a spot in shul, the best place to choose is a spot that's right up against the wall. It's less distracting. That's why obviously you can't situate a shul where everyone is sitting that way. It would be a very, very long, narrow shul. But if a person has an option, usually the seats in the front are available. If a person has an option, they should try to sit toward the front when they're right across from the wall. Shenem Rav Yosef Chizkiyahu Panav El Akir Ve'Yispalalem. We get this from a pasuk that he was Panav El Akir and he davened. So how can you say that he davened in front of his bed? So lo teim lefnei mitasi ele ema samuch lemitasi. No, he didn't mean lefnei mitasi. He meant close in time to the time he got up from bed. And Rashi explains kol yamai nisarti shalol lasos melacha v'shalol lasos b'torah k'shamati mitasi asher kriyash mevespalel. That he was always very careful not to even learn Torah before he davened, not to do anything. He wouldn't check his emails. He wouldn't do anything before he davened. Davening would be very early in his daily schedule. And he also was makvid that his mita should be between Tzafon and Dharam. By the way, Tosos points out that he quotes that Rashi that he wouldn't even learn before davening. Tosos says, he says, I don't know where he got that from. He says, Aval Raya de Shari Lil Mulkotim to the Kaman Perik Sheni, I'm in the Rav Maktum Mashiyadim Varachumasi Pirki Vikar Kriyashma, Kimatazman Kriyashma. The Gemara is going to tell us that Rav's daily schedule involved learning before davening. So learning before davening is a wonderful thing, says Tosos. So even though one should not be Osek in other things, so Gemara is going to talk about later, we don't eat before davening. There are other things we don't do before davening, or travel before davening, but learning before davening is a wonderful thing, Tosa says. Val mitas shtein asuna bin tzafel nadarim, and he was matbid that his bed would go between the north and the south. Dam Rabbi Cham, Rabbi Chanina, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Kalanosi mitasam mitzafel nadarim, having no banim zecharim. That when one positions his bed between north and south, it's a skula for banim zecharim. Shneamar tzfon chatamale bitnam yispu ubanim. That'll be satiated with sons. Rav Nachum Yisgomar af in ishtom apelis nefelim. It's also a skula not to have miscarriages. Ksiv hacha tzfon chatamale bitnam uksiv hasam veyimalu yamel aladas v'inei tamim bitna. That she carried the pregnancy to full term and that there were twins. So you see that that's a skula that the pregnancy is going to be a successful pregnancy. Now the way Rashi understands mitasi shtei bein tzafon l'darom, Rashi understands that means that the head and the feet of the bed are tzafon and darom, runs north south and not east west. And in fact, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Gimel Sif Vav, that a person should try to make it that their bed runs north south. The Achorim write that since the whole idea is that it's going to be zocha to banim zecharim and things of that nature, so it seems to be that and the Ein Nishama Pelos Nefelim, it seems to be a bed that relates to tashmish, not that relates to sleeping. That the point is that if it's a single person, it's not a married person, then there would be no such hakpada. The Ramami Panu, however, says based on the Zohar that it means the exact opposite. Bein Tzafon L'Darom means the width of the bed is Bein Tzafon L'Darom, which means the bed actually runs east-west. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramami Panu, but he says better l'chanchila to do like the Shulchan Aruch and not like the Ramami Panu. The Gra said that really the Zohar meant like Rashi says on the Gemara and not like the Ramami Panu quotes it. And a number of the Achronim, the Yeshuas Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, point out that even though normally whenever you have the Balei Kabbalah disagree with the Poskim, with the Balei Halacha, we always paskin like the Balei Halacha against the Balei HaKabbalah as far as a matter of Psak Halacha is concerned, but the Yeshuas Yaakov and Yaakov Emden point out that over here it may be a little bit different, because when it's not clear what the Gemara is saying, when in Nigla it's not clear and in Nistar it's clarified even further, then you would follow what it says in Nistar, because it lends a little bit of clarity to the sugya. Mm-hmm. So you have all of this these different opinions as far as how to be makbid to position the beds, and therefore many people just do whatever, because whatever you're doing, you're probably satisfying one opinion or the other. Says the Gemara further now, second statement of Abba Binyamin, three lines from the bottom of the page, Hey Amid Beis, Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer, Shnaim Shnuchzul L'Spal, V'kadim Echonayim L'Spal, V'lo Himtin Eschavero, V'yatza, if two people went to the shul to daven, so not davening with the minions, just two people, and one of them finishes early, and he doesn't wait for the other guy to finish, and he leaves shul without waiting for the other guy, Torfalot Tfilas B'Fanav, they tear up his tefila in his face. Shanamar Torif Navsho Ba'apo, Halman Chatazovaret. V'lo Oda, not only that, El Shagorim L'Shchina Shetzalik Mi'Yisrael. Doing such things causes the Shechina to abandon the Jewish people. Shanamar Vayetak Tzur Mi'Makomo, Ve'in Tzur Elakarish Barchu. Tzur is a reference to Hashem, Shanamar Tzur Yolat Chatashi. If you do wait for the other guy, what's your reward? Amar Yisrael Chanina zocha lebrachos halalu. He zocha to the following brachos. Shneemar luk shaftel mitzvosai. If you listen to my mitzvos, the kinar shlameich, the peace will flow like a river. It's tzidkaska kigalei ayam, and the tzedek will be the tzedakah will be like the waves of the sea. Ve'yikachol zareich, and your children will be like the sand. Ve'tzetzei meich, and your offspring. So you can have all these wonderful brachos. Why? Because you waited for the other guy. This seems to be a basic ben adam l'chavero issue, meaning that if you're leaving the other guy there, Tosos points out in the top Tosos that Pirush Rabbeinu Tam Zayel Lem Bebatik Nishu Shalahem Shoyi Besada, that these they used to have the Beis HaKnesses out in the field. It was away from civilization. If a person was left there all alone, it was dangerous. There were mazikin out there, and it was something that was very not nice to leave a person to walk home alone from out in the middle of nowhere from the field. And that's why the Shechina's nostalgic Yisrael for this, because it shows that Klal Yisrael doesn't care about each other, that we're not looking out for each other. It's only when we look out for each other that we're going to be zocha to the Shechina. And then Tosos quotes the Hanhaga of the Ri, Bala Tosos, that the Ri used to daven longer so that even those who came late wouldn't finish after him, so that he could accompany whoever left. And if he finished before someone else, if there was still someone left when he finished davening, he would sit and learn a little bit until the person was finished davening, so that the person would not have to leave alone. And it's interesting, Tosfos concludes with the words, that even though our shuls are situated within our communities, generally our communities are like built around our shuls, so our shuls are situated within our communities, nevertheless, it's a good idea to be machmir, not to leave someone alone in a shul. Not sure why, but that's what Tosfos says. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, a third teaching of Abba Binyamin, Il Molinit Rishul Slayin Liros, Ein Kol Briya Yichol Lam Nei Mazikin. If we were able to see all of the Mazikin that are around, we wouldn't be able to stand it. We wouldn't be able to withstand the fear of just being around all of these demons that are all over the place. Amar Abai, Inu Nefish Minan. Abai says, yeah, they outnumber humanity. They outnumber humanity. V'kaim Yolan Ki Kislu L'Ugya. And they're like when they have around a grapevine, they'll dig like a little hole in the ground where the water can gather and puddle up. So they surround us like that dirt wall around the little area where the water is supposed to puddle. Meaning we're completely surrounded by these shadim, by these demons. I think they say Rav Aaron Soloveitchik thought that that what the Gemara must be referring to is bacteria. That's why there are so many of them in the bathroom. That the demons are around in such places. That's an ultra rationalist approach to what the Gemara says. Am Ravuna kol chad v'chad minan alfa mismali revasa miyamine, that all of us have 1,000 of them on our left side and 10,000 of them on our right side. One Gerson in the Gemara adds on the side and Mesoras Shas is shenemar yipol mitzidcha elef urvava miminecha, that it's based on the pasuk mitzidcha elef, one side you have 1,000 and then miyaminecha on your right side it's revava, it's 10,000. So that's where we got these numbers from. If you're in a shir and it feels crowded, it's because of them. It's not because there are so many people that come to shir. And when a person's knees are shaking, then that comes from them too. That also comes from the demons. Or the knees are tired, that comes from the demons. The clothing of the Talmidei Chachamim that gets worn out, that also is because the demons are rubbing against the clothing. Meaning, Talmidei Chachamim are sitting in the Beis Medrash all day. They're not working out in the field. There's nothing rubbing against their clothing. Why should their clothing get worn out? So the clothing are getting worn out because the mazikin are around. Hani kari de menakfan minayhu. And also when our feet shakes, that's also a result of them. Hayman de bayle medulhu laisi. And if a person wants to know if they're around, so laisi kitman he live in a hadra apuria. He should take ashes and spread it around his bed. And if you see what looks like chicken feet in the ashes, then you know that's the mazikin. If a person wants to see these mazikin, he should bring the placenta of a cat, a black cat, the daughter of a black cat, Bucharta bas Bucharta, a firstborn black cat, the daughter of a firstborn black cat. So again, you're just taking the placenta, not the cat. Velikle benora, and you just in case you want to do this later. Velikle benora, and you should light it on fire. Velishke, and then you should grind it up. Velimle eni mine, and fill your eyes with the ashes of it. Vechazilu, then you'll see the mazikin. Velishtia beguvsa de parzala, and you should take the remaining ashes and put it in an iron tube. V'lachtame b'gushpanka de parzala, and you should seal the tube with iron, dilma gan vimine, lest they try to steal it from you, v'lichtom pume, and seal the mouth of it, kiechid l'litzik, so that it won't cause any damage. So Rav Bibi Barabai, Avad Hachi, Rav Bibi Barabai actually tried this, chaza v'itzik, and he saw it, and he was it was harmful to him. Bo Rabban Rachmi alei v'itzik, and the Rabbanan davened for him, and he was healed. So all of this sounds very, very strange. What exactly is all of this stuff about demons, and why do we not experience things like this? Why do we not see things like this? So Yaakov Kamenetsky has a famous passage, a now famous passage in Emes Liyakov, Ala Torah, where he says that there are a lot of things that Chazal talk about, that spiritual forces that we simply have no experience with, and we don't seem to really exist anymore. And he says, and on the contrary, there are a lot of very positive spiritual forces that also don't seem to exist anymore. Where did Nevuah go? Where's Ruach HaKodesh? How come we don't have any of those either? And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests, and it's based on the Rambam, because the Rambam writes that there's no such thing as Shadim. The Gemara talks about Shadim all the time. We're going to have throughout brachos a number of times that there are mazikin and shedim and all these kinds of things. And the Rambam says, no, it doesn't exist. So the Rambam is denying half a shas. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests that what the Rambam means is they no longer exist. Not that they never existed, but that the world has this balance between kochos hakedusha and kochos hatuma. And when we stopped meriting certain levels of kedusha in order to balance it out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also took away certain kochos hatuma. And therefore, these mazikin no longer exist because we don't have Ruach HaKodesh, because we don't have Nevuah anymore. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, the fourth and final statement of Abba Binyamin, Ein tefila shel adam nishma'as ela bebeis ha-kneses. A person's tefila is only heard in shul, that for the best of the ideal place to daven is in a beis ha-kneses. Shenemra lishmoa elarina v'ela tefila. The Gemara is going to say later on that anyone who has a beis ha-kneses bi'iro and is eno nichlas b'lispala, the person who has a shul in the city but chooses not to go to the shul to daven, he daven somewhere else, so he's considered a shachin ra. Chazal have very clear statements about this. People think that it's just shul rabbis that are worried about losing their business or something, that's why they're against house minyanim. No, it's because the Gemara is against house minyanim. The Gemara says that a person should daven in shul. That's the proper place to daven. So a person l'shmoa el arina ve'el tefila. B'makom rina, sham tei tefila. In the place of rina, that's where tefila is supposed to be, and rina happens in shul. Amar Rabban Baravad, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin shekadosh baruch hu matzav beis ha-kneses. How do we know that Hashem is around in shul, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is available in shul? Shnemar Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel uminay la'asar shem spalin sheshchina imayim. But how do I know that wherever 10 people daven, there is a sense of hashra'as hashchina? So there is value to having a minyan, even if you're not able to be in shul. Minyan is definitely better than no minyan. You have a heightened sense of hashra'as hashchina. Shnemar Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel uminay l'shlosh shiyoshim b'din sheshchina imayim. How do I know that if you have 3 people that are yoshim b'din, you have a Beis Din that gets together, that convenes, that the Shechina is there as well? Shenemar bekerev Elohim yishpot. Uminayu or bekerev Elohim yishpot. Among the, Elohim is judges, but Elohim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there amongst the judges. Uminayu l'shnayim sheyosh v'oskim b'Torah sheshchina imayim. How do I know that even if 2 people are engaged in Torah study together, that Shechina imayim? Shenemar az nidbru yirei Hashem ish el reyehu v'yakshev Hashem. That when it's ish el reyehu, it's just 2 people that are learning, then Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. Mayu l'choshe shmo. And what does l'choshe shmo mean? Amar Avashi, chished adam lasos mitzvah v'nenas v'lo asa'a ma'lo v'kasav kilu asa'a. That if a person plans on doing a mitzvah, but then something happened that made it undoable, made it something that it was beyond his control, it was nenas, he was unable to do the mitzvah, still the Torah considers it as if you did the mitzvah. Meaning that even planning to do the mitzvah and trying to do the mitzvah, even if one ultimately fails, it's still considered as if he did a mitzvah. That which is an interesting idea, that this is there is a concept called anus rachmana patre, that if a person was nenas, so he's pater. If a person did an avera through no fault of his own, he was forced into it, someone forced him to do it, so he's pater. Where does anus rachmana patre come from? So that's a pasuk in the Torah, l'naru lo sasa davar, that if rachmana litzlan, if a girl, if someone is ma'anes a girl, if a girl is raped, so it could be an illegal relationship. She's not allowed to sleep with that guy, but it wasn't her fault, the guy forced her. So l'naru lo sasa davar, we don't blame her, it was completely out of her control. A person has an avera happen that's completely out of their control, so they're not held responsible for it. This is a greater chiddush, that it's one thing that he didn't do an avera, but if a person never did a mitzvah, that he gets schar, ki'ilu he did the mitzvah l'maisa, he never actually did the mitzvah, but nevertheless he gets schar for having done the mitzvah just by having planned to do the mitzvah, if it wasn't his fault that it didn't come to fruition. The Avnei Nezer writes in Hilchos Chanukah that this is true for most mitzvos, but is not true for mitzvos that involve presume nisa. Any mitzvah that involves, and Amnezer explains, that involves some practical benefit in this world that's beyond just your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it's supposed to achieve something down here, like spreading the word, letting the world see about the miracle. Well, if you didn't light Ner Chanukah, no one saw your Ner Chanukah, so you didn't accomplish that presume nisa. And that's why specifically when it comes to mitzvahs of Pursumi Nisa, the halach is that we don't say that if you can't afford it, nu, anus rachmana patre, you're pater anyway because you can't afford it, and it's ki ilu asa. We don't say that by Pursumi Nisa mitzvahs. You have to be mocher ksuso, you have to sell your clothing to buy candles for Ner Chanukah. Because there is no anus that that makes it ki ilu asa, that makes it as if you did it. How do I know that if even one person sits and learns Torah that the Shekhinah is with him? Wherever my name is mentioned, I will come, Hashem says, and I will bless you. What does the name of Hashem have to do with a guy learning Torah? So we're going to see in a few places in this Masechta that Shem Hashem is associated with Torah. The Ramban in his Hakdama to his Perish on the Torah says that we have a Kabbalah Shalemes, that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tziruf Osios, the different ways of formatting the letters of the Torah in some way or another are all names of Hashem. So when we are learning Torah, we are learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's autobiography. We're learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's self-description. So how do we know the din of Birchas HaTorah? The Gemara is going to tell us later. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelukenu. How do I see from there Birchas HaTorah? So the Marshal says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra means when I learn Torah. Shem Hashem is Torah. Have a good Lelukenu. You should make sure that you say a bracha on that Torah. So that Kol Mokusha Askir Hashemi means learning Torah. Hakadosh Baruch is going to be there. V'chimeyachad Afilu Chad Treimi Bayi. Well, if even one guy learning Torah, Hashem is there. Why do I need a separate limud that when two people learn Torah, Hashem is there? So it says where Trei Michtavan Milay B'Sefer Hazachronos. When you have two people learning Torah, their words get written down in Sefer Hazachronos. Chad Lo Michtavan Mili B'Sefer Hazachronos. When it's just one guy learning Torah, so then his words are not written down in Sefer HaZichronos. Tosos pulls that back a little bit, and Tosos says, it's written down in some book, it's just not the same book. Meaning, even except Kol Ma'asav, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, everything you do in your entire life is written, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos rather, that Kol Ma'asecha b'Sefer Nechtavin. Everything we do in our entire lives is written down in a Sefer. So if a person takes time to learn Torah, whether even if it's alone, that's being written down that he's learning Torah. The Chiddush of two people having their Torah written in Sefer HaZichronos seems to be that the actual content of their Torah gets written in Sefer HaZichronos. The assumption is, and this assumption is made also in many places in Shas, that when two people learn together, there's a much higher likelihood that they'll be mechavin ala emes, that they'll come to the truth of Torah. So when you're coming to the truth of Torah, the words are actually something that's that's worth recording. So that, of course, Baruch will put in the Sefer HaZichronos. Anyone who tries in Torah, who tries to learn even alone, so obviously that it's being written down that he is learning. Okay, once you tell me that two people learning Torah have Hashras HaShechina, why do you need to tell me that three people? So we didn't say three people learning Torah, we said three people that sit as a Beis Din. I might have thought sitting at a Beis Din, that's just making sure society functions properly and that that there's Shalom in the world. But the Shechina doesn't need to be there. The Din is also Torah. So once even three people brings the Shechina, why do I need to be told that 10 people brings the Shechina? It says, the difference is that when you have 10 people, the Shechina comes before you even get there. When you have three people, then by three people learning, that ultimately will bring the Shechina. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Orchaim Simit Sadi, that a person should try his best to daven in shul with a minyan, and if he's anus and he's not able to come to shul, at least he should daven at the same time shat zibur mispalim. We're going to see that to Gemara later on in this parak as well. So Magen Avraham writes that it's mashma from the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah that if a person davens musaf at the time that the tzibur is davening shachris, he's not yotzei that din. Meaning if the tzibur is davening shachris, he's davening a different tefillah, he's not yotzei that din. So the Achronim point out that in our sugya, Abba Binyamin Omer, ain't tefillah so shalad nishmas el bebeis hakneses, l'shmoa el arina v'yela tefillah. So the Tzlach discusses, what is the chiddush of our Gemara? What is our Gemara trying to say? That ain't tefillah so shalad nishmas el bebeis hakneses. He says, l'chora, it seems, that we're talking about someone who's davening b'yachidus, that tefillah satzibur is better than tefillah b'yachid, but if a person is able to daven b'tzibur outside of a beis hakneses, or b'yachidus, b'beis hakneses, better to choose the minyan than to choose the Beis HaKnesses. But if he's not able to daven b'tzibur anyway, Sava Binyamin is telling us, at least go to shul, meaning that there is value of being in a Beis HaKnesses. However, Tosfos in Masechta Avodah Zarah quotes from our Gemara that Tfilas Shel Adam is only Nishma imatzibur, meaning Tosfos understands that Beis HaKnesses is just code word for davening b'tzibur. So someone davens Beis HaKnesses imatzibur, it's with everything. So why does Rav Binyamin mention Beis HaKnesses? He should have only said Tfilas Shel Adam Nishmas imatzibur. So the Tzlach says that Tfilas HaTzibur is Nishma even Shelo Beis HaKnesses. Rav Binyamin is saying that Beis HaKnesses, when there is a Tzibur davening, there's another Maila that you're able to achieve, which means that if, let's say, even though the Magen Avraham says that if a person is not able to daven with the Tzibur, and the Tzibur is davening Shachris, his davening Musaf at the same time as the Tzibur won't connect him with the Tzibur. But if you're actually in the room, you're actually in the shul, says the Tzlach, and the Tzibur's up to Musaf, and you came late, and you're only up to Shachris, your Shachris counts as Tefillah B'Tzibur, even though you're davening a different Tefillah. It only doesn't work when you're not in the room, and you're just trying to time it at the same time as the Tzibur. But when you're in the room, if you're davening a Shemoneh Esrei, the same time the Tzibur is davening a Shemoneh Esrei, that actually counts. And Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tzlach, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, like this Tzlach, that it actually counts as Tefillah B'Tzibur, when a person is in the room at a time that the tzibur is davening. There are other milas to davening Beis HaKnesses anyway, that aside from the milas that we listed, Beis HaKnesses is set up for tefillah. There are halachos in terms of being mitzdarif to a minion. Sometimes people daven in a room where there are 8 people in one room and 6 people in the other room, and that's not a minion, that's not a tziruf. You need at least to have a full minion. A lot of times you have this problem in a Beis Avel, that in a Beis Avel it's not set up for tefillah, and the rooms aren't always so big, so a lot of times it's so people want to be comfortable, so they'll spread out a little bit, and you won't even have a minion of people in one room. So that's a real problem in terms of creating the sense of tefillah b'tzibur and even being allowed to say dvar mishab kedusha. Okay, so weiter in the Gemara. Now two dots, about 7 lines into the medium-sized line. How do we know that Hashem actually wears tefillin? Shneimar nishba Hashem biyamino ubizroa uzo. Biyamino zu Torah. Biyamino is a reference to Torah. Shneimar miyamino eish das lamo. The eish das is the Torah. Ubizroa uzo, and bizroa uzo elu tefillin, that Hashem has tefillin on his arm. Shneimar Hashem owes liamo yitain. How do I know that tefillin gives strength to the Jewish people? That all the nations of the world are going to see that we have the Shem Hashem on us, and they're going to be afraid of us. Where do we see V'tanya Rabbi Elazar Gadolomer Eilu Tefillin Shabarosh? That's a reference to Tefillin Shabarosh. Where do they see the Shem Hashem on our Tefillin Shabarosh? So Tosfos writes L'fi Sheyesh Ben Rov Shem Shel Shakai, that there's 3 letters that are built into the outside of our tefillin, a shin, a dalid, and a yud, and 2 out of those 3 letters are on the shel rosh, the shin on the sides of the batim, the dalid and the knot in the back of the shel rosh, and the yud is on the shel yad. So since the majority of the shem Hashem is on the shel rosh, that's why we say it's elu tefillin shebarosh, that the tefillin shel rosh is what brings about the v'yaru mimecha, that people see the shem Hashem. That's why tefillin shel rosh have greater kedusha than tefillin shel yad. It's because one of the deos, the Mishmar quotes, is because they have it has 2 out of the 3 letters of the Shem Hashem. Amlir of Nachman Yitzchak of Chia Barav and Hani Tefillin Demari Alma Maksiv Behu. What does it say in Hashem's Tefillin? So Amalei Umikam Chay Yisrael Goyah Echad Ba'aretz. That it says it just like in our Tefillin, it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We express our commitment to the singularity and uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So He does the same to us. Umikam Chay Yisrael Goyah Echad Ba'aretz. So Frank Demar Mi Mishtabuch Kutcha Brichu. Does Hashem take praise in the praise of the Jewish people? In, absolutely. Hashem says to the Jewish people, you've made me this one unique force in the world, and I will return the favor. And I will treat you the same way. You are the Echad, you are the one and only. Tenach Bechad Beis Bishar Batimai. So now we've identified one of the parshios of Hashem's tefillin. What are the other parshios of Hashem? So tefillin need four parshios. They say, so Amalei, he said, oh, there's a whole bunch. Ki mi goy gadol, umi goy gadol. Ashrecha Yisrael, o anisa lukim, lusitcha elyon. So Frank Nimara, wait a second, yachi nefisha lutubabati. Now you have six, right? There should only be four parshios of the tefillin. So I'm like, ki mi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, dudami la dadi b'chad besa. Now, ki mi goy gadol and umi goy gadol are in the same bias. So that's one parsha. Ashrecha Yisrael, umi ka'amcha Yisrael are also similar enough to each other, b'chad besa. And then, o anisa lukim, b'chad besa. So it turns out that there are four batim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. And they're all written in his tefillin, all these psukim are written in a single bias in the tefillin shalyad, just like our tefillin where we have four compartments in the shalrosh, and there's only one compartment in the shalyad where all of the parshios are written together. If a person normally comes shul and he misses one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashil bo, Hashem asks after him, where was he? Why isn't he in shul? Shemar Bibuchem Yirei Hashem Shomei Kol Avdo Asher Halach Hashem Ve'Ein Nogalo. So that's what Rav Lapiansky writes in the Sefer Ben Torah for Life. He says that it's a good idea if a person wants to create a certain social pressure to be involved in davening and in learning. You should belong to something, meaning be there every single day. It could be that you have 50 shuls in your neighborhood, but if you go to a minyan kavua every single day, then someone will notice if you're not there one day. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu always notices, the Gemara says, but other people, there's a value to that as well, that other people will notice if a person's not there. That creates a positive kind of social pressure. It also creates a positive kind of caring atmosphere, that if a person's not there, sometimes people wonder, how come no one notices if I'm not here? Because sometimes you're here, sometimes you're there, we just figured you were there, you know? So there's great value in being Koveya Makom. Im l'dvar mitzvah halech nogalo. So if a person goes to a dvar mitzvah, so then it will light up for him. If the person went for a dvar shus and that's why he didn't show up to shul, then his path will not be lit up for him. Yiftach b'shem Hashem my taima mishum davalei luftach b'shem Hashem v'lo batach. He should have had bitachon in the shem Hashem, and he didn't have bitachon by abandoning HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to go for a dvar shus. Amar Rabbi Yochum Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu bav beis ha'knes v'lo matzah ba'asara. If Hashem comes to shul, I mean Hashem comes on time to daven, so if Hashem comes to shul and there aren't 10 people already there, miyad hu koes, he gets angry. Shemra madu abasi venish karasi venona. Why did I come here? There aren't people here. Meaning the he expects that the minion already be gathered at the time that he shows up. Amr Rabbi Chelbo Amr Rav Huna. So now we're going to have six different statements of Rabbi Chelbo Amr Rav Huna. So number one, Amr Rabbi Chelbo Amr Rav Huna. Kala kovea makom l'tfilaso elokei Avram be'ezro. Someone is kovea a specific makom to daven in, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. The God of Avraham will help him specifically. Ukshemes, and when he dies, Omrim lo, they say about him in his hesped, a anav, a chassid, mitalmidav shal Avram Avinu. What a humble person he was, what a chassid he was. He was a talmud of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu minalan dekava makom. Where do we know that Avram Avinu was koveya makom litfasa? Meaning, why do we, of all the historical figures, to associate this idea of being koveya makom with, why Avram Avinu? So, dechsev, vayashkim Avram beboker, elamakom asher amad sham. He went to a specific makom that he was amad sham. Vein amida el tefila, and amida means tefila. It's referred to as the amida because of that. Amida is tefila. Shneamar vayamol pinchas vayifalel. So you see that being koveya makom is a characteristic of the tefila of Avram Avinu. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah explains that how does that show that a person is an anav just because they have a makom kavua to daven? So he says because if a person is careful to daven in a makom kavua, it means that he doesn't have such great confidence that his tefillah will just be listened to just because he's saying it. He knows that he has to follow protocol and do it right and get all of these extra zuchuyos to make sure that he's doing it in the right place, and that's a sense of anivus, that he doesn't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just has to listen because he's talking. So Zivchei Elokim Ruach Nishmara, a broken spirit is the greatest karban to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when a person comes with a sense of anivus, the whole posture of tefillah is a posture of anivus. A person is supposed to be slightly hunched over, as if we're not Hashem Svasai Tiftach, like we're not even worthy of talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the greatest skula for tefillah to be listened to. But the Sfasemes adds an additional point, and a critical one. The Sfasemes says, when one is Kaveh Makom L'Tefillah, so even if it comes a point where he's not able to daven with a minion, or where he doesn't have some of the other advantages of tefillah, I mean, none of these things are ma'akev tefillah. You still have to daven if you don't have a minion. You still have to daven if you don't have a shul. You still have to daven if you don't have a makom kavua. But all of these things are advantages in tefillah. But by being kovei makom, a person is able to connect to a tzibur, but not in the physical sense of a tzibur being there, but in the history of that makom. He's able to connect to his own tefillah from yesterday, and his own tefillah from 2 days ago, from 3 days ago. I mean, it all connects over time. So whereas when a person is with the tzibur, you're connecting in space to all of these people, a person is able to connect in time when he's koveh makom l'tefillah. So it's the cumulative effect of all of those tefillos that ends up being the zuchus. And that's why Elkei Avram, we go back to the first Jew, and we say, yeah, Avram, and everyone since then, because we're connecting back in time to everybody. That's how this Sfasemes writes. So in Shulchan Aruch, we pask in this, that a person should have a kviyas makom l'tefillah, because tefillah is b'makom karban, and by karban, the details matter. By karbanos, there's protocol, and there's an exact way to do the karbanos, and a space where things are supposed to be done, where you're supposed to be zorik the dam, where the shechita is supposed to be done. So tefillah's connected karbanos is supposed to be a similar idea. Amar b'chelba amar Rav Huna, second statement of b'chelba amar Rav Huna, yotzim b'esek nesal yifsia psia gasa. If a person's leaving shul, he should not take giant steps. Amar b'ay lo amar el mefak. That's when you're leaving shul. Aval el mitzvah l'mirhat. But when you're going to shul, you should go very quickly. Shenamar nir tefal adasas. Hashem, you should run to chase to know Hashem, to come to a connection to Hashem. Amar b'zirin mireshka v'chazinu lul rabbanan dekarati l'pirka b'shabata. First, when I used to see the Rabbanan running to shul in the morning, Aminuka on Shabbos, Aminuka Machali Rabban Shabbata. He says, Chil Shabbos, you're not supposed to go jogging on Shabbos, you're not supposed to be running on Shabbos. Given to Shemana Lahad, the Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Shu Ben Levi, Lol Miyarat Sadden Lavar Alacha, Philip Shabbos, Shemarach Hashem, Yelechu, Kari Yishag, and Anami Rehitna. But once I heard this teaching that it's a person is supposed to run to Idvar Alacha, even on Shabbos, so I also started running to shul on Shabbos. Amra Bezerah, Igrit de Pirka Riata, the great schar that many people get just for going to a shir is the running that they do on the way to the shir. Rashi says, because very often you go to the shir, you don't understand a word, and if you don't understand a word, you don't remember a word. So where's the schar? If you don't remember anything, you don't... it's a frightening Rashi, because he assumes that not remembering means that there's no schar for the learning, which is a little scary for us stuff yomi people. But the schar is by going, by getting out of bed early and being able to run. Amar Abai, Igra Dekala Duchka, the schar of the public lecture is the crowds that you're willing to put up with. Amar Rava, Igra de Shmaita Svara, the schar of learning Gemara is being able to say the Svaras. Amar Rav Papa, Igra de Beit Hamya Shtikusa, the schar of going to a base Avel is being silent. Is Machlokas, Machlokas Rishonim, who is supposed to be silent? Whether that's a sign of Avel is for the Avel to be silent, not to question the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it's the Menachme Avelim to be silent, that the halach is you're not supposed to speak until the Avel speaks first. The main schar of fasting is the tzedakah that inspires you to give. That a hesped is meant to get people to wail and to cry. Hesped is meant to suppose it's supposed to bring emotion. It shouldn't just be like this intellectual assessment of the person's life. That when it comes to going to a chasana, the great schar is the words that you say. Right? What is the Gemara saying? So it doesn't then go through dance steps of how you're supposed to say, 2 steps to the left. Or what does it say? The words that you're supposed to say, that you say with actual words that you share, that's ultimately the schar that you get for being mesamei chasan v'kala. Normally simcha means basar and yayin, but a person doesn't provide that. The chasan and kala provide that. So obviously we're supposed to provide something something else. We're supposed to provide the words. Someone who davens behind the shul is called the Rasha. It's only if you don't turn your face to shul. If you face shul, that's okay. Who governed the Kamasi Achori Beit Knishta v'lo Mahad Rabbi Beit Knishta? There was a guy davening behind the shul and wasn't even facing the shul. Cholof Elio, Elio passed by Chazya, and he saw him Idmi leKitayaya, and he appeared to him like an Arab merchant. Amle Kedubar Kiyamta Kamimarach. It's you're standing in front of Hashem like there's two Rishios, like there's two gods. Shalof Safsar v'Katay. He took out a spear and he killed him. Amle Umer. So it's a big kasha and Achronim. Why are you killing Chayv Misa for that? Amle Umer Rabban Rav Bibi Barabai V'Armi La Rav Bibi Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. My krum zulas l'bnei Adam. Amle el dvarm sha'omdim berumo shalolam u'bnei Adam mezalzim. And there are certain things that are very, very important, and people treat them like they're nothing. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Dami Tarvayu. Kimush and sari chadam l'brios panav mishtanos kikrum. That if a person needs to rely on help from other people, his face changes like a krum. We'll see what that means in a second. Shnamar krum zulas l'bnei Adam. My krum. What is a krum? Ki aser avdimi amar of echad yesh bekracha yam u'krum shmo. It's a certain type of bird that exists. And its face turns lots of colors. So if a person has to rely on help from other people, it's embarrassing. His face turns colors. It's as if he's suffering the consequences of fire and water. Third statement of Rav Chelba. Person should be particularly careful about Tfilas HaMincha. The Torah writes specifically, we highlight Mincha because it's the hardest one to remember. It's right in the middle of your workday, especially this time of year. Because Eliyahu was only answered during Mincha time. That answer me that a fire should come down in Hashemayim, and that people should realize it's the hand of God that's doing this, and it's not just some act of sorcery. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af B'Tfilas Arvis, that Marv is also a very important time. Shemar Tikon Tfilas Ketores Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Erev. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Amar Af Tfilas Shachris. Shachris is also an important time, one of the three most important tfilas of the day. Shemar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erecha Lecha Ve'atzape. That when a person arranges his tfilah in the morning, so then he knows that he's going to have a special connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll do one more. If a person benefits from Mesudas Chasson and is not Mesameach Chasson Mekala, over B'chamisha Kolos, he violates five Kolos. Shnemer, Kol Sasson, Kol Simcha, Kol Chasson, Kol Kala, Kol Omrim Hodu Es Hashem Tzvakos. V'Mesamcho Mascharo, and if he is Mesameach V'Chasson and Kala, what's his reward? Amr Yishon B'Levi, Zoch L'Torah, Shnitna B'chamisha Kolos. He'll be Zoch L'Torah, which was given with five Kolos. Shnemer, V'Yibi Yimashlishi, B'Yos HaBoker, V'Yi Kolos, U'Vrakim, V'Anan Kavid Alar, V'Kol Shofar, V'Yi Kol HaShofar, V'Lkim Yanen But kol, like Matan Torah, kept on saying kol five times. Eini v'haksi v'kolam roim es hakolos. But doesn't it also say that we saw the kolos? So osim kolos to kod Matan Torah. Yeah, but that was prior to Matan Torah. Rabbi Yavoh Amar Kilu Hikrav Toda. That it's as if he brings a carbon toda when you mismeh chasim kala. Shem Ravim Toda Beis Hashem. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Kilu Bana Achas Michurvos Yerushalayim. Being mismeh chasim kala is like rebuilding one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Shem Ravim Kiyosh B'Shvus Haaretz. Kvarishona Amar Hashem. Okay, we'll stop there and Beis Hashem will pick up the two dots tomorrow.